1. Perception of stimuli and their transmission. Animals possess receptor cells, which are located in the sensory organs and are able to receive messages from the outside. There are 5 types of receptors sensitive to different signals. Thermoreceptors sensitive to temperature. Nociceptors sensitive to pain. Mechanoreceptors sensitive to different types of pressure. Chemoreceptors sensitive to the presence of certain chemical substances. Electromagnetic receptors sensitive to electricity, light, and so on. The nervous system performs a role that's divided into 3 phases. Sensory acquisition, achieved by sensory neurons that carry the impulses from receptor cells to the central nervous system. The integration of information acquired by interneurons, also called relay neurons, of the central nervous system. Motor simulation, the impulse response to stimulus that's carried out through the intervention of motor neurons that transmit responses preceded by the central nervous system to the muscle cells. Receptors convert a signal into an electrical impulse that's set to the central nervous system where it's processed. This processing enables the passage of a sensation into a perception. 2. The eye and light reception. Animals that live on the Earth's surface are equipped with organs for the reception of light. Very simple animals possess an eye spot. Arthropods have a compound eye that permits the formation of an image. The compound eye is made up of thousands of functional units called omatidia. Every omatidium consists of a transparent membrane, the cornea, and a lens, the crystalline cone. Each omatidium has its own field of vision. The brain reprocesses the information and composes a single image. Human beings, like other vertebrates, possess a single lens eye, called the crystalline lens. Light enters the eye through the cornea, the transparent front part of the eye. The iris, which gives colour to the eye, is located behind the cornea. The pupil, the hole through which light enters, is located at the centre of the iris. The light rays then pass through the crystalline lens that focuses the image on the retina, a network of photoreceptors. In the human eye, images are brought into focus by means of the changing shape of the crystalline lens, enabling light rays to be focused on the retina. Some defects of vision, such as myopia and hypermetropia, more commonly known as hyperopia, prevent correct focusing in the eye. 3. The ear. Sound reception and maintenance of positional equilibrium. In most vertebrates, the ear is the organ for the reception of sound and the maintenance of positional equilibrium, known as balance. The human ear is divided into 3 main parts: the outer ear, middle ear, and the inner ear. The outer ear collects sounds and conveys them to the middle ear. It consists of the pinna, also called auricle or auricula, and the external acoustic meatus. The tympanic membrane is located at the end of the acoustic meatus. This membrane, stimulated by sound waves, vibrates and converts the sound into a mechanical impulse. The middle ear is a small cavity which contains 3 tiny bones, the anvil, hammer, and stirrup, that amplify the vibrations generated by the eardrum and transmit them to another membrane, the oval window. The inner ear, located with the skull, contains the cochlea, the real and actual organ of hearing. The cochlea is a spiral-shaped cavity that receives vibrations from the oval window. The organ of Corti, containing the receptor cells, is located within the cochlea. Also located within the inner ear is the bony labyrinth, consisting of the vestibule, which enables the maintenance of static equilibrium, and the semicircular canals, which maintain dynamic equilibrium. The combined action of the vestibule and semicircular canals enables us to always be aware of the position of our body relative to the Earth's surface, both when in motion and when stationary. 4. The reception of other stimuli. The senses of smell, called olfaction, and taste depend on the presence of chemoreceptors able to detect the presence of certain chemicals. Olfactory receptors line the ceiling of the nasal cavity. Their number depends on the species to which the organism belongs. Inhaled air flows along the nasal cavity, and odorous molecules contained in it are caught by the hair, cilia, cell receptors. The receptors react to stimuli and give rise to a nerve impulse that is reprocessed in the brain. Olfactory receptors are very sensitive and can also be activated by low concentrations of odorous molecules. Taste depends on receptors in the mouth called taste buds. These are clustered together mainly on the tongue and to a lesser extent on the palate. Taste buds are composed of cilia cells that capture chemical substances dissolved in saliva. The sense of touch is achieved by a large number of mechanoreceptors distributed on the skin. They provide information regarding the surface of the objects we touch. There are also receptors in the muscles, bones, and viscera called proprioceptors, which tell us about the state of our body.